Wisconsin is home to the second highest number of organic farms in the country, but organic grain, processed vegetables, and soybeans are still imported into Wisconsin. UW-Madison Plant Pathology Assistant Professor Dr. Aaron Silva co-authored the Organic Agriculture in Wisconsin 2015 Status Report. She says consumers will continue wanting more and more organic products.
With the demand still strong, we don't foresee a potential erosion of the organic premium. The projections do continue to see demand increasing over the next 5 years or so.
Silva says there's plenty of room for new and transitioning farmers to jump into the organic market. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. On Wisconsin's conventional farms, 17% of producers are under the age of 45. Compare that to the state's organic farms, where nearly a third are under the age of 45. UW-Madison Plant Pathology Assistant Professor Dr. Aaron Silva co-authored the Organic Agriculture in Wisconsin 2015 Status Report. She says this trend started several years ago.
We certainly hope that with the interest of new farmers and a younger population in organic farming, that helps maintain and continues to support the overall agricultural economy.
The report shows that newer farmers are also more likely to be running organic farms than conventional ones. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.